Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
A warm Wednesday evening at Town Timon in Midland, Michigan, where the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their six-game series against the Great Lakes Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kercheval with you today, as always, here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from, thanks so much for joining us for Game 2 of this six-game series and Game 64 of the Bandits 2024 campaign. Welcome into the River Bandits pregame show. Let's get you started with a look back at yesterday's ball game, a rare Tuesday afternoon series opener and a win for the River Bandits. Their 28th overall this season and their third extra inning victory of the year. Quad Cities, once again, as they had to do a couple of times last week at home against Beloit, had to come from behind to get the victory. Neither team scored within the first three innings as Hunter Patterson and the Dodgers number six prospect Jackson Ferris matched each other 0-0 until Great Lakes finally broke through against Patterson in the fourth inning. A two-run homer off the bat of Junior Garcia, and then a little bit later an RBI single from Noah Miller gave the Loons a 3-0 lead. Quad Cities did not record a hit. They didn't record a run. They didn't record a whole lot of anything except strikeouts against the starter for the Loons, Jackson Ferris, through the first five innings, that is. Ferris threw five scoreless no-hit innings with eight strikeouts, but then in his third trip through the order in the top of the sixth inning, Quad Cities got to him, and they got to him first with a two-run homer off the bat of Jack Pineda. The Bandits getting their first runs and their first hit of the ball game all on one swing from the former Baylor Bear, who now has three career home runs here at Dow Diamond, and the Bandits have only been here twice in the last two seasons. Pineda brought Quad Cities to within one, and then four batters later, it was Carson Rockefort driving in the go-ahead runs, a couple in on a two-run single for Rockefort, putting the Bandits up 4-3. Hunter Patterson's start went four innings. He gave up just those three runs to Great Lakes, but then was replaced by Ryan Ramsey, who gave up his only run of what was a season-best five-inning relief effort in the bottom of the sixth. The Loons immediately responding to Quad Cities taking the lead with an RBI single off the bat of Jake Vogel. So that tied the game up at four, and that is the score we would see until the end of the regulation nine innings, so to speak, as Quad Cities and the Loons were kept off the board through the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. For the Bandits, it was Ryan Ramsey throwing those innings. Five frames for him, four strikeouts, no walks, just the one unearned run and two hits. He has been spectacular in that piggyback role for Quad Cities this year. The Loons used the combination of Brandon Neek, Jason Cabrera, and Kelvin Ramirez to get things through nine innings, and because the score was tied at four, we needed an extra frame and some free baseball in the series opener. The Loons turned to Kelvin Bautista for the top of the 10th inning, and Quad Cities got a bases-loaded two-run single off the bat of Dustin Dickerson to take a 6-4 lead before the next batter, Jack Pineda, drove in Chris Brito with a sacrifice fly, and Quad Cities led 7-4. Brooks Conrad went to the bullpen for Chase Wallace to pitch the bottom of the 10th inning and close out the game. And although the Loons got a two-run single off the bat of Chris Newell to make it just a one-run ball game, Wallace would get Niven and Thompson to fly out and end the game en route to his first save of 2024. So Quad Cities has started this six-game set against the Loons and their 12-game road trip on a very positive note, getting a really good win against a really good team in Great Lakes. Let's go ahead and jump into the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup for Game 2. This Wednesday night contest coming your way in about 5 minutes here at Dow Diamond. First, let's get to the lineup for the Loons, the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Great Lakes entering the ballgame 34-30. That is good for second place in the Midwest League East Division. Lake County has already won the first half in that division. Leading off, it is the shortstop Noah Miller. Batting second, Tyrone Lorenzo will play first base. And batting third, the right fielder Dylan Campbell. Chris Newell, the Midwest League home run leader, bats cleanup and plays center field. Kyle Nivens at fifth, or bats fifth rather, and will serve as the DH. Jake Geloff will make his first start of the week. He entered as a replacement in the ballgame yesterday, but he'll bat sixth and start at third today. Nick Bittison will see his first action of the week, batting seventh and playing second base. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Rodriguez. He was just added to the Loons roster. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Getting the start for the Loons, it is the 21-year-old right-hander from Hermosillo, Sonora in Mexico, the righty Christian Romero, who has bounced around the Dodgers system this year, but he will make his 10th appearance and 5th start for Great Lakes this summer tonight. And in those 9 appearances, he has been really good. Romero 3-2 with a 2.06 ERA, 29 strikeouts in 35 innings with a 1.23 whip and a 2.18 opponent batting average. Last week against the Dayton Dragons, he earned his third win of the season with High A Great Lakes and did so with his first quality start of the year, giving up just 2 runs in 6 innings with 6 strikeouts and no walks. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their lineup card, of course, put together by skipper Brooks Conrad, who is in his third year managing the Royals High A affiliate. Leading off for Quad Cities, it is their second baseman, Jack Pineda. Carter Jensen will bat second and play DH. And batting third, the first baseman, Brett Squires. Trevor Werner bats cleanup and will play third. Spencer Nivens is over in left, batting fifth. And batting sixth in center field, it's Carson Rockefort. He had a tremendous run-saving catch yesterday out in center. Jared Dickey, he had a good defensive play as well, gunning down a potential run for the Loons at the plate. He'll bat 7th and play right field. Dustin Dickerson bats 8th and plays short. And batting 9th, it's the catcher, Omar Hernandez. On the mound for Quad Cities, it is the 23-year-old right-hander from San Jose, California, Steven Zoback, who makes his 12th appearance and 11th start of the year for Quad Cities. Like so many in Quad Cities' starting rotation, he has been excellent this year. 4-4 with a 3.70 ERA. And in the month of June, he has given up just 1 unearned run in 12 innings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Just ridiculous stuff from the former Cal product. He is coming in on back-to-back quality starts. He is tied for the team lead with 4 this year. Time to take a pause here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We'll officially close down the pregame show and send you to the national anthem. When we come back, first pitch of Game 2 between Quad Cities and Great Lakes comes your way live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
The world of baseball marks the passing of the legendary Willie Mays. Mays took his all-around brilliance from the Birmingham Black Barons of the Negro American League to the historic Giants franchise. From coast to coast to New York and San Francisco really inspired generations of players and fans as the game grew and truly earned its place as our national pastime. The two-time MVP, 24-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glover, Hall of Famer, and World Series champion dominated the game of baseball in every way imaginable. The Sega Kid's incredible achievements, a statistic do not begin to describe the awe that came from watching Willie Mays play the game. We extend our deepest condolences to Willie's family, his friends across the game, and his countless admirers across the world. At this time, we ask that you join us in a moment of silence as we honor an all-time great Willie Mays. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps. Turn your attention to the flags in left field. Veteran Z-Mays salute the flag and join the cast of Teenage Musicals, Inc. under the direction of Tracy Kensel as they honor America with our national anthem.
River Bandits baseball is back on the air tonight from Midland, Michigan and Dow Diamond, where Quad Cities takes on the Great Lakes Loons for game two of their six-game series. Hi again, everybody. Kyle Kirchival joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from this evening, so glad to have you along with us as the Bandits look to make it back-to-back victories against the High A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Christian Romero is the starter for Great Lakes today. The right-hander from Hermosillo, Mexico, completes his warm-up tosses and will be making his 10th appearance and 5th start of the year for Great Lakes. The top third of the order for Quad Cities, which will greet him here in the top of the first, Jack Pineda, Carter Jensen, and Brett Squires, three of the six left-handed bats in the order for Brooks Conrad. First pitch temperature tonight, going to be a hot one, 89 degrees with mostly sunny skies. It is really the humidity, though, that is making it feel warmer than usual. The heat index, 93 degrees, helped out by that humidity, which sits at 51%. Great Lakes is in the home whites for game two of this six-game series. A red and silver loons across the chest with red piping on the jersey, a red number, and a red hat, of course, to go with the red socks. For Quad Cities, back in the road grays, Quad Cities and the bridge across the chest, a blue number with black and blue piping on the jersey. Jack Pineda ready to get us going today. This man loves to hit against the Great Lakes Loons. He has three of his six career homers against Great Lakes going back to last year. He's in the box, ready to get us going today as Christian Romero kicks and fires out of the wind, and the first pitch fastball is inside for ball one. Officially underway at 7:08 Eastern time here in Midland. Loon's defense shifts towards right, playing Jack to pull the baseball. 1-0 pitch is swung at and pulled on the ground, but fell past the outstretched glove of Lorenzo over at first base. Defensively for the Loons, they will have Luis Rodriguez in left, Newell in center, Campbell in right field. Romero ready for his 1-1. Right-hander kicks and deals. Breaking ball, left outside. A hitter's count for Jack, 2-1. Miller's the shortstop. Bittison gets the start at second. Geloff at third, Lorenzo at first, and behind the plate, Frank Rodriguez. 2-1 on the way. Fastball, grounded to the right side, gloved on a backhand by Lorenzo. First baseman flips to Romero covering, and it's a 3-1 ground out to retire Pinedo. Great lengths, 34 and 30 on the season. Again, after today, just two more games, rather just one more game remaining in the first half. All the records will reset after the ball game tomorrow. Quad Cities also out of the playoff race, along with the Loons, who are in the Eastern Division. Carter Jensen now in the batter's box. He'll take a fastball for a strike at the top of the zone. Connor McKenna is calling balls and strikes tonight, while Shinkoi Shizawa controls the base paths. 0-1 to Quad Cities DH. Fastball outside. 1-1. Romero has two variations of the heater. He will throw both a two-seamer and the traditional four-seam grip. Third offering to Carter Jensen. Popped in the air, left center field. Intermediate distance. It's the center fielder Newell who takes charge. He calls off Rodriguez and puts it away for the second out. The two-seam fastball, along with Romero's slider, are two new tools in the toolbox, so to speak. He just introduced those pitches this year. And Loon's pitching coach really pleased with those two pitches. That's David Anderson. He calls the two-seamer for Romero his best pitch. As Brett Squires, first pitch swinging, laces one into right field. And Brett's got his first hit of the week. A rare 0-for-4 yesterday, but he did walk. That contest, though, just the second game in the month of June where Squires did not record a hit, but he's got a two-out single tonight. And it continues the inning for Trevor Warner. In addition to the fastballs and the slider, Romero will also throw your standard curveball and a changeup. Man at first, two outs in the top of the first. The pitch to Trevor Warner is a strike on the outer half of the zone, nothing in one. Warner reached base in three of his five plate appearances yesterday. He singled, drew a couple of walks, stole a base, and scored when a Quad City seven runs. Romero's 0-1. Slider taken for a strike on the outer half. It is nothing and two. Warner's in the cleanup spot. That's where we saw him yesterday. Batting there for the eighth time in now 53 games played this summer. Romero pauses at the belt, winds the pitch clock down, and throws a fastball on the outer half. Warner grounds it to short, gloved by Miller. Soft toss over to Bittison at second. Will end the inning. Quad Cities gets a two-out single from Brett Squires, but nothing comes of it. We're scoreless through one half inning on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcome
Steven Zoback is on the hill, ready to make his 11th start of the season for the Quad Cities River Bandits. QC in Midland, Michigan this week for a six-game series against the Loons. Bandits won in 10 innings yesterday, 7-6. Zoback looking to lead them to back-to-back victories to start off this series. Zobi, as I mentioned in the pregame show, just having a tremendous season, 4-4 with a 370 ERA and 41 strikeouts to just 11 walks in 56 innings. The walk numbers for him just sparkling. Over his last two starts, which is 12 total innings, he has not walked anybody, and he has struck out 10. And as he so often does, he has just pounded the strike zone. Noah Miller, the switch hitting shortstop, leads it off in the bottom of the first. The toss to him is punched over the screen foul, and it's nothing and one. Great Lakes will have Miller, Lorenzo, and Campbell due up. Two switch hitters, and then the right-handed hitting outfielder. Bandits with Dickerson, the shortstop, shaded up the middle against Miller. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball around the hands. It is nothing and two. Zoback has a three-pitch mix, the fastball, the split-finger changeup, and the slider. Comes into tonight the Royals' number 23 prospect per MLB Pipeline. He is in his second season with Quad Cities, a former Cal Golden Bear. 0-2 to Miller. Fastball just outside, a good spot, but it's 1-2. Miller has hit in three straight ball games yesterday. 1-for-5 with an RBI single. Zoback out of the wind with the 1-2. Slider punched up straight over my head in the booth and then down to the seating ball below me. Miller, in addition to the three-game hit streak, has reached safely in a dozen consecutive ball games. Another 1-2. Split finger miss low. Count evens, 2 balls, 2 strikes. During the 12-game on-base streak, Miller, who's hitting .262 on the season, is batting .340 with 5 walks to just 2 strikeouts. 2-2 pitch, another foul ball over the left side, and the count holds 2-2. With the sun setting behind the ballpark, shadows starting to creep over the home plate area, but for the most part, the infield in the sun. Zoback fires in again. Slider. Got him looking. Strike 3 at the knees. Perfect spot for Steven Zoback. He graces the bottom half of the strike zone. And Miller is the first out in the bottom of the first. So punchy number 42 in 56 and a third innings for Zoback this year. His strikeout per 9 rate is at a season, or I should say a career low. But he's still been very effective as Lorenzo takes a called strike. Zoback's whip this year, 1.09. That is the fifth best mark in the Midwest League. 0-1 on the way. Fastball high and tight. Count evens, 1-1. Zoback with just 2 walks over his last 4 starts. That is 22 innings. And in that span, he has thrown over 70% strikes. 1-1. Down and away with the slider. 2 balls, 1 strike. His walk rate on the season, just 4.9. That is fourth best in all of high A. 2-1 pitch to Lorenzo. Slider taken for a called strike 2. It's the best mark among all high A pitchers, qualified of course, and it is also the best among all full season Royals farmhands. One out, nobody on. Zoback's 2-2 pitch to Tyrone Lorenzo. In the dirt, check swing. He clearly did not go. Shin Koishizawa confirms that on the appeal, and the count is full. Couple of high-quality at-bats to start the game for the Loons. Zoback already at a dozen pitches. 3-2. Ground ball sharply hit, but right to first base. Brett Squires reaches out to his left, snags the ball, and heads over to first for the 3 unassisted, and out number 2. So a strikeout and a ground ball to begin the game for Zoback. Now he'll face the right fielder, Dylan Campbell. Campbell got the start at second base yesterday for Great Lakes, but then later in the ball game was shifted over into right field. First pitch. Slider waved through for strike one. He chased off the plate outside. Campbell on the year, batting 275 with two homers, 27 RBIs, and a Loons high 19 stolen bases. 0-1. Fastball, a tardy swing, sends it over the sweets and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Chris Newell, the only purely left-handed hitter in the order for Great Lakes, waits on deck. And the last thing you want to do is find a way for Campbell to reach. Newell, the Midwest League leader in homers this year with 18. 0-2 to Campbell. Another foul ball straight back into the net. Zoback got that heater up to 94. That's about where he'll sit. But don't be surprised if you see 95, 96 from Zoback. He can ramp it up when he wants to. Campbell arches his back, stretching out in the box. Now the 0-2 again. Fastball, chest high and inside. One ball, two strikes. An entirely straight-up defensive approach for Quad Cities. Rockford, the center fielder, maybe shifted a touch towards right center field. 1-2, line drive into left center for a base hit. Nivens cuts it down in the alley. Campbell thinking about two. He'll go for the double. Nivens throw, not in time. And that is the speed of Dylan Campbell. Nivens took a perfect route to that baseball. But Campbell, just too quick, got his foot on the bag just before the tag from Dustin Dickerson. So a two-out double for the Loons. It's Campbell's 14th of the year that leads the team. And as the Bandits feared, the inning continues for the dangerous center fielder, Chris Newell. Shortstop Dickerson holds the runner. First pitch is inside for ball one. Defensively for Quad Cities, I've already alluded to a couple of names, but Rockefert's the center fielder. Nivens flanks him in left. Dickey's in right field. Dickerson and Pineda are at short and second, with Werner at third, Squires at first, and Hernandez doing the catching. 1-0. Fastball missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Not only does Newell lead the Midwest League in homers with 18, but he also leads the league with 49 RBIs. Picked up two in the 10th inning yesterday. 2-0, swing and a miss. Terrific breaking ball from Zoback. And Newell chased a bit outside. It's 2-1. Chris won, rather 2-for-5 yesterday. A first inning double and then the two-run single in the extra frame. 2-1. Swing and a miss on the slider. Ball popped out of the glove of Hernandez, but Campbell never really saw it with the ball going straight behind home plate. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first inning. Quad Cities taking on Great Lakes for the second time this week and for the second time this season. Steven Zoback has already thrown 23 pitches here in the first inning. 2-2. Fouled back. Zoback went fastball at 94, and Newell got a piece. Chris, 23 years old, from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. A 13th round pick by the Dodgers back in 2022. Not bad for a 13th round pick. Another 2-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike three. Connor McKenna rings him up as Newell chases below the knees. Steven Zoback works around the two-out double and posts a zero, bookended by a couple of strikeouts. We go to the second, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
It took him 25 pitches, but Steven Zoback kept Great Lakes off the board in the opening frame. It's 0-0 as we go to the second. As always, Kyle Kirchival welcoming you into the broadcast tonight. Appreciate you joining us here in Midland, Michigan, as the Bandits take on the Dodgers affiliate for their only regular season series of the year. The only opportunity for these teams to meet again would be if both Great Lakes and Quad Cities won their respective divisions in the second half and then won the first round of the playoffs to eventually meet each other in the championship. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Quad Cities in the second inning. Spencer Nivens ready to face Christian Romero, the right-hander for Great Lakes. He works out of the windup, peering over a bright red glove to get the sign from the catcher. First pitch on the way. Fastball inside to Nivens. Ball one. It's Spencer, Rockefort, and Dickey, the left, center, and right fielders for Quad Cities. 1-0 on the way. Wave and a miss. Out in front of the off-speed. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Nivens with an 0-for-5 yesterday. Only one strikeout, though, and he lined out sharply in the ninth inning to the shortstop. Now the 1-1. Fastball, a bit low, maybe inside at 92. Two balls, one strike. Romero from Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. He is one of three loons born in Mexico. 2-1 on the way. Slider taken for a strike on the inner half, and it's 2-2. Nivens playing in his 36th game this year. Whole season has been spent with Quad Cities, minus a couple of rehab outings in Arizona. 2-2 slider, down and in. It's a full count. Nivens off to a terrific start to begin June, but over his last week or so, slumping a bit, just 2 for his last 23. Payoff pitch headed his way. Romero fires. And the fastball is two hopped over to second, gloved nicely by Bittison, and he'll throw to first for the out, 4-3. Already the third ground ball induced by the 21-year-old Romero. And now he'll face Carson Rockefort, the 22-year-old center fielder for Quad Cities, coming off of a very well-rounded ball game yesterday, to say the least. Right on left, first pitch. Left outside for ball one. Rockefort had a two-run single to help Quad Cities take their quick lead in the sixth inning. Also walked and stole a base. 1-0. Slider down and in. Defensively, he made a terrific run-saving catch in center field. The bases loaded and two outs in the first inning. He robbed Jordan Thompson of a hit. 2-0 on the way. Fastball, a called strike on the inner half, and it's 2-1. Rock still hitting in the middle of the order. He's in the sixth spot today. 2-1. Fastball, a called strike on the inside half of the zone, and Rock tonight loved the call. This is just the second time Rockefort has hit sixth this year. Yesterday was his debut in that spot in the order. Most often hitting fifth over about the last month or so, sometimes bouncing up to the two spot. 2-2, wave and a miss, got him swinging. That's a nice slider from Christian Romero. And there are two gone in the Bandits' half of the second inning. First strikeout for Christian, his 30th with Great Lakes this year. On the season, number 38. So two outs, nobody aboard for the right fielder, Jared Dickey. Catcher Rodriguez sets up outside, and the first pitch misses outside and low. Ball one. Romero was on the opening day roster for Great Lakes, his first season in high A. Made four appearances, two starts in the month of April. 1-0. Slider taken high and away, two balls, no strikes. Then he made two appearances out of the bullpen for Great Lakes in May, before heading over to AAA Oklahoma City. Made one outing for them, 2-0. Popped up off the sweets on the left side, 2-1. Then he went over to AA Tulsa and made two starts for the Drillers on May 22nd and May 27th before coming back to Great Lakes right before the start of June, and he has been here since then. 2-0 coming home. 2-1, rather. Line towards center, charging in Newell. He'll make a running snag, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Christian Romero. Quad Cities down in order. We're scoreless through an inning and a half on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Zoback is back to the hill for the start of the bottom of the second inning. Great Lakes and Quad Cities scoreless thus far in game two of their six-game series. This part of the order filled with right-handers, and that's a good thing for the righty Zoback. The 5-9 spot on the card for manager Jair Fernandez. All right-handed. Kyle Niven, Jake Geloff, and Nick Bittison, the three due up here in the second inning. Zoback had to throw over 20 times in the first inning, but he put up a zero. First pitch, slider to Niven is a called strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. He gave up a two-out double to Dylan Campbell, but then struck out Chris Newell. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Nothing in two on Niven. Kyle, teammates with Jack Pineda over at Baylor during their college days. Both drafted in 2022. Kyle just one round earlier than Jack. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Steven Zoback. He's already got three. And he gets Niven with the fastball for the first out. So a quick strikeout of Kyle Niven. And that brings up Jake Geloff. Last name may sound familiar. He is indeed the younger brother of Oakland Athletics infielder Zach Geloff. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider from Zoback. Took some velo off it and let it hook. It's 0-1. Geloff did not start yesterday but came in as a defensive replacement later in the ballgame. 0-1. Down and inside with a split finger. It's a scheduled piggyback day for Great Lakes. Right-hander Jose Rodriguez will take over for Christian Romero at some point tonight. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 94. It's 1-2. That said, I did not expect Rodriguez to be warming up as early as he is. And now taking a look through the binoculars, that is a different right-hander. 1-2 pitch. Popped up in the air towards the right field corner. Long run for Dickey. Right in front of the chalk. He reaches out, makes the catch, and brushes up against the padding for the second out. Geloff retired F7. Well, the piggyback starter for Great Lakes is Jose Rodriguez. He wears number 12. In the bullpen for Great Lakes, it's number 21. Jonathan Edwards. That's why I was thrown off. That's why you always bring your binoculars. Two outs, nobody on for Nick Bittison. First pitch. Fastball high and away. Ball one. Steven Zoback on some kind of roll right now. Enters the ballgame tonight having not allowed an earned run over his last 12 innings. Back-to-back quality starts as the 1-0 is chopped towards third, but foul grabbed in the third base coach's box. I believe that's Elian Herrera over there tonight. former big leaguer with the Brewers. Scoreless game in the bottom of the second. Two outs on the board, nobody on. 1-1 to Bittison. Breaking ball, taken for a strike, lower inside corner. 43rd game of the season for Bittison. Knicks hitting 202 with two homers and 17 driven in. Zobak's 1-2 delivery. Down and in with the split finger. Two balls, two strikes. Bittison, a former Virginia Tech product, played college ball with former River Bandits Gavin Cross and Anthony Simonelli. 2-2. High and away, full count. Second season with Great Lakes for Bittison. Played in 26 games with the Loons last year, but only hit 169. He's got a red elbow guard on his left arm, a long red sleeve on his right. Zobak's 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball. Four strikeouts in two scoreless innings for Steven Zobak. The K numbers have not been eye-popping this season, but an eye-popping start with four in his first two innings today. We go to the third. Bandits and Loons scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Quad Cities comes back to the plate for the start of the third inning, and they are no longer facing the starting pitcher, Christian Romero. That right-hander out of the bullpen already. It's Jonathan Edwards starting off Dustin Dickerson with a strike on the outside half of the zone. 8-9 and 1 due up to face the new hurler. Big, lengthy Edwards fires the 0-1, and the slider is outside. One ball, one strike. Edwards, 6'6", 200 pounds. 24 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. He works out of the full wind, getting a sign from Frank Rodriguez, the catcher. 1-1 pitch. Fastball pops the glove on the lower outside corner. A called strike two on Dickerson. Dusty, with a big swing, I should say, in the game yesterday. A two-run single to help win the game in the 10th. 1-2, lace towards center field, charging a Newell. He will not get there. He'll play it on two hops, and Dustin Dickerson has the Bandits' second hit of the ball game. So Dustin Dickerson with singles in each of his last two at-bats going back to yesterday, and he rudely greets Edwards with a leadoff base runner. So one man on, nobody out. The catcher, Omar Hernandez, up, another right-handed hitter for Quad Cities. Lorenzo, the first baseman, holds Dickerson at first, while the second baseman, Bittison, shifts well up the middle. First pitch, low to Hernandez for ball one. For Edwards, tonight marks his 16th appearance of the season. 2024 has been a bit rough for him. He's 1-1 with an ERA over 14.5. He's given up 19 earned runs in 11 2/3 innings. Here comes his 1-0 to Hernandez. right-hander fires, and Omar sends a slider over the first base dugout out of play. Edwards got off to a solid start in the month of April, a 4.05 ERA in his first seven appearances, but since then, it's been a rough go of it. He gave up 12 runs and just 3 2/3 innings in May. Dickerson takes off. 1-1 pitch grounded to the right side, a base hit. Dusty will go first to third. Hernandez safe at first with a single. Perfect execution for Quad Cities. Bittison leaving his post to cover the bag, and Hernandez just drove it through the vacated side. And the Bandits have men at the corners with nobody out here in the third inning, and the lineup turning over. So now Jack Pineda up, a guy who has three home runs against Great Lakes and just a handful of career games against the Loons. Jack with an opposite field two-run homer yesterday, plus a single, and what ultimately wound up the game-winning sac fly. Right on left, first pitch sails high. It is ball one. For Edwards, originally a 16th round pick out of Eagles Landing High School in McDonough, Georgia. It was the Rangers who took him back in 2018. 1-0 pitch. Hernandez takes off for second. The throw down from the catcher, Rodriguez, is in plenty of time. And for the first time this year, Omar Hernandez is caught stealing. Perfect throw from Rodriguez. Hernandez did not get a great jump, and as long as the throw was somewhere nearby, Omar was going to be hosed. Still a man at third for Quad Cities, but with one out, the Loons now bring the infield in. 2-0 pitch to Jack Pineda. Taken for a strike on the outer half at 89. Pineda has reached safely in four straight games for Quad Cities, but during that stretch, he only has a couple of hits, and both of those came yesterday. However, he does have four walks and four RBIs during that stretch as well. Edwards steps off the back of the slab and will reset. I mentioned Edwards drafted by the Rangers, but opted to play college ball instead of being drafted right out of high school. 2-1. Bouncing in the dirt. Nice stop from Rodriguez. That one barely made it to the home plate circle. And it's three balls, one strike. Pitched three seasons with Georgia Southern, but over his final 2 years in the Sun Belt Conference, only totaled 11 appearances thanks to the pandemic, of course. Here comes the 3-1 to Pineda. Slider missed outside for ball four. Five walks in five games for the Bandits leadoff hitter. And that restores first and third and brings up Carter Jensen. The Loons' scheduled piggyback, Jose Rodriguez, has started warming up in the first base bullpen. Edwards has come in, recorded one out, and allowed two hits and a walk. He's thrown six of his 12 pitches for a strike. Jensen flew out to center field his first time up. That could potentially score a run here. First pitch, high. Pineda takes off for second. Throw down, not in time. Throw over to third, and Dickerson scampers back as Giloff reached for the tag. And Dickerson trying to attempt to throw over, and that's exactly what happened. But he knew exactly how much space he had to work with. Pineda picks up his 11th stolen bag in 14 tries this year. Two men in scoring position now for Jensen. 1-0 pitch, slider down and in. It's 2-0. Carter has been such a consistent source of offense for the Bandits this year. When he hasn't been hitting, he's been walking. When he hasn't been reaching base, he's been driving in runs. All told this year, he bats .287 with six homers, 26 driven in, and he leads the Midwest League with 46 walks, followed closely by the Loon center fielder Chris Newell, who has 44. Catcher Frank Rodriguez just had a quick meeting on the mound with Edwards, and now he strolls back behind home plate as the Loons try to get out of the sticky situation. Scoreless ball game, but Quad Cities has two in scoring position with one out for maybe their best hitter. Right on left, Edwards fires. Fastball is down and away, and it's 3-0. Well, now with this count, this batter, and those runners, a walk of Jensen, maybe Edwards' best play. Let's see if he attacks. Setting at the belt. Now he kicks and fires. And the 3-0 is a called strike in the lower outside corner. We have seen Jensen be very aggressive getting the green light in 3-0 counts this year, but being a little more selective given what he's working with. Now the 3-1. High and away, ball four. Jensen winds up getting the walk anyways. Number 47 on the season for the Royals' number 10 prospect. And Quad Cities, despite the caught stealing, has had four straight base runners reach against Edwards. And I think that number will stop at four as Jair Fernandez will come out of the first base dugout and opt to make a move. Jose Rodriguez appears to be ready in the bullpen. And sure enough, he will come on with the bases loaded and one out. Quad Cities threatening here in the top of the third. Paused for a pitching change on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Scoreless here at Dow Diamond, but the Bandits most certainly have the best RBI opportunity the game has presented thus far. They have loaded them up with one out, and they've got the three-hole hitter Brett Squire stepping to the plate to face the newly entered Jose Rodriguez. So now the Loons have three players with the last name Rodriguez on the field. The catcher Frank Rodriguez, the left fielder Luis Rodriguez, and now the pitcher Jose Rodriguez. Neither of them are related in any way, shape, or form. Brett Squire's in there, a single in the first inning. Right on left, Jose kicks, fires, and the breaking ball is cut through for strike one. A nice slider at 83. Squire's with a bit of an awkward swing. Brett ranks top 10 in the league with 39 RBIs. That mark, of course, leads Quad Cities. A deep breath from Jose. Now the 0-1. Check swing on a breaking ball. And Squires went around. It's strike two. He chased that same pitch, but this time in the dirt. Rodriguez began the year in single-A Rancho Cucamonga. And tonight makes his fourth outing of the summer for the Loons. He comes set. 0-2 pitch to Squires. His punch foul towards the first base dugout. Hey, heck of a snag by, I believe, Jonathan Edwards, who just checked out of the ballgame. Played it on a hop perfectly. He watches closely as he tries to get some help from Rodriguez. Another 0-2 to Squires. Fastball high and away. Couldn't get him to chase 93. John Vicari, one of the play-by-play voices of the Loons, telling me in between or during the pitching change that it was not scheduled for Christian Romero to only go two innings today. He was their starter. So Jose coming in a bit early as he'll step off and reset. Edwards maybe didn't expect to pitch as early as he had to tonight. Perhaps that threw him off a little bit. He is responsible for all three runners on base with one out in the top of the third. Rodriguez is 1-2. Tipped off the catcher, Frank Rodriguez. Almost held on to it, but instead the at-bat continues. Squires did not get a hit yesterday. Just the second time in the month of June he has not recorded at least one hit. With that single in the first, he has now reached safely in four straight ball games. Frank Rodriguez sets up away. Another 1-2 is down and in with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Steven Zoback getting a nice break in Quad City's dugout. He had to throw 37 pitches to get through the first two innings, but all but 12 of those came in the first. Rodriguez again sets at the belt. Another two-strike pitch to Squires. Is hit high in the air towards deep left center field. Newell back into the alley just in front of the track will make the catch, but that's plenty deep enough to Dickerson to score. He is plated. Up the third base goes Pineda. Up the second goes Jensen. It's 1-0 Quad Cities. A sack fly for Brett Squires nets him his 40th RBI of the season. He fell behind 0-2 on the first two pitches of the at-bat, but then prolonged the appearance for another five pitches and almost hit it out. So now Trevor Werner will get the opportunity with two men in scoring position and two outs. Right on right, first pitch slider is a called strike. Werner leaning out of the way, but the ball bent back into the strike zone. Of course, the run, as I mentioned, charged to Jonathan Edwards. A one, swing and a miss. Werner chased a slider in the dirt, and it's no balls and two strikes. Former Texas A&M product, batting just 155 this season. However, starting to look a little more comfortable at the plate. He's got hits in five of his last seven games, including his fifth home run of the season last week against Beloit. Jose Rodriguez with the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the fastball at 94, and that'll do it for the Bandits rally in the third. However, they're on the board. Brett Squires plates Dustin Dickerson with a sack fly. 1-0 QC as we go to the home half of the inning on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad City starting pitcher Steven Zoback will work with the lead for the first time today as Brett Squires puts the Bandits in front in the top half of the inning with a sacrifice fly. Jose Rodriguez came out of the bullpen and potentially started his piggyback earlier than expected, but he only allows one of the three runners he inherited to score. Frank Rodriguez, the catcher, leads off for the Loons in the bottom of the third. And Steven Zoback starts him with a strike on the lower outside corner. So the final line for Edwards, a third of an inning. One run allowed on two hits, two walks, and no strikeouts. Zoback with the 0-1 offering. Down and away with the slider. One ball and one strike. The final line for Great Lakes starter Christian Romero. two scoreless innings. He worked around a hit with no walks and a K. 1-1 pitch from Zoback, laced towards left center field, ranging over, but not getting there is Nivens. And that is the second hit of the ball game for Great Lakes. A leadoff single for Frank Rodriguez. Frank just activated for the Loons today. He was assigned to AAA Oklahoma City to start the year. Played one game for OKC. Then was put on the development list. And he had been there since the Loons activated him today. So he's aboard for the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. First pitch slider is outside for ball one. Not only do the Loons have three Rodriguezes in the game, two of them hitting back-to-back at the bottom of the lineup card. 1-0, swing and a miss, good fastball. It's 1-1. Zoback took him up the ladder a little bit there. Only 90 miles per hour on the radar gun, but the location, quality. 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball again, this time at 92, and it's ball and two strikes on Luis. He did not play in the game yesterday. He is one of five Loons outfielders on the team, and he is the youngest. Just 21 years old, out of Keybor, Venezuela. Zoback already with four strikeouts. Is 1-2 on the way? Wave and a miss. Fastball at 94 for the K. Hernandez threw back to first, but Frank Rodriguez back standing. And there's one gone after the strikeout. All five, I should say four, of the five strikeouts for Zoback have been swinging. The only man he didn't strike out swinging, Noah Miller, who steps to the plate now with a man at first and one out. Bandits up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Zoback's pitch. Loop towards shallow center, jumping up but not making the catch, Dustin Dickerson, and it rolls towards Rockefort. Noah Miller with a little blooper over the Quad City shortstop, and that puts two runners on for the Loons with still just one out. So both the hit streak and the on-base streak extended for Noah Miller. Hits in four straight games. He's reached base safely in 13 in a row. And he brings up Tyrone Lorenzo. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. He has been much better swinging right-handed against lefties than swinging lefty against righties this season. So back a right-hander. He fires a fastball and it's cut through for strike one. Against southpaws, Lorenzo hits .295 with a .1027 OPS. Against righties, just .221. With an OPS of .677. 0-1. Fouled back to the screen. Another fastball from Zoback, and it's 0-2. Zobie has really leaned on the heater first time through the order. He's now up to 48 pitches. 34 have gone for a strike. That is right on par with what we usually see from him. 0-2. Went fastball again, but just missed outside of the back door. It's 1-2. Lorenzo with a bounce out to first. His first time up today. Yesterday, 1-for-5 with a single. He is the Dodgers' number 8 prospect per MLB Pipeline. 1-2 breaking ball is slapped into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez gets the wave around third base. He'll score. The throw goes to third, and in safely is Noah Miller. The Loons have tied it up in an RBI single from Tyrone Lorenzo. Well, off the bat, I didn't think Great Lakes would send their catcher, Frank Rodriguez, around third, but Elian Herrera did not hesitate. Correction, that's Jair Fernandez, the manager and third base coach. He had no reservations whatsoever about sending him to the plate, and it paid off because Quad Cities didn't even try to go there. They went straight to third. And Miller got there safely with a feet-first slide despite the strong throw from Jack Pineda. So Lorenzo ties the game. He picks up in the process his 25th RBI. And now it's Great Lakes with runners at the corners and one out. The three-hole hitter Dylan Campbell at the plate. Right on right, first pitch fastball is a strike on the lower outside corner at 94. Bandits took the 1-0 lead in the top half of the inning. Loons quickly responding after just four hitters in their half of the frame. A one, foul tip off Omar Hernandez, but he looks to be okay. It ricochets towards the Bandits dugout. Zoback quickly getting ahead of the next hitter right after getting ahead of Lorenzo 0-2. Campbell had the Loons' first hit of the ball game with the two-out double in the first inning, but he was stranded after Zoback struck out Newell. 0-2, check swing, sliders outside. One ball, two strikes. When Zoback struggles, it is rarely because he's not throwing strikes. It's because he gets into a two-strike count and can't quite finish off the K. 1-2, punched over the screen, and the at-bat continues. One of those things where it's just a matter of time if you're the pitcher as to when you're going to leave one up or not execute on a pitch. And maybe you just threw five of your previous six pitches perfectly. The more pitches the batter sees, the more opportunities for you to screw up. 1-2, foul back, fastball at 93. And here's Campbell once again working a lengthy at-bat. Campbell fell behind Zoback 0-2 in that first inning and wound up with the double. He's pushed it to a 1-2 count with a couple of fouls. The pitch. Slider hits softly towards second. Pineda gloves, flipped to Dickerson for one. On to first, not in time. That's going to bring in the run from third. Miller scores, and the Loons take a 2-1 lead on the RBI fielder's choice from Dylan Campbell. That ball just hit too slowly. Simple as that. It was right to Pineda, but with Campbell's plus speed, he was going to beat that out pretty much the whole way. So Miller scores from third. Lorenzo out at second base, 4-6. And now a man at first for Newell, and he fouls one off the screen behind home. Nothing in one. These are the first earned runs that Steven Zoback has allowed since his final start in the month of May. Remember, that was the game against South Bend where he gave up six runs in five innings. Very uncharacteristic performance for him. 0-1 slider, bends low and inside for ball one. But after that start, it's been right back to the Steven Zoback we know and love. Newell, the sixth Loon to hit in this inning. 1-1, Campbell takes off, swing and a miss at the plate. Hernandez's throw to second, not in time. Dickerson played the short hop perfectly, but Campbell too quick, and he nets his 20th stolen base of the season. That is now the seventh best mark in the Midwest League. He entered the ball game tied with Carson Rockefort for the eighth most. Still just one out, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Newell fished low, and I guess that was strike three. Had the count wrong, but that works out for Zoback. Six strikeouts in three innings. However, the Loons on the board on the RBI single from Tyrone Lorenzo, and then taking the lead on the Dylan Campbell fielder's choice. We're through three, 2-1 Loons on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We'll be right back.
One-third of our Wednesday evening contest is in the books here at Dow Diamond. Kyle Kirchville welcome you back to Midland, Michigan, where Quad Cities takes on the Loons for game two of their six-game series here at Dow Diamond. Bandits took a 1-0 lead into the last half inning. The Loons take a 2-1 lead into the fourth. Spencer Nivens leads it off for the Bandits against Jose Rodriguez. And the first pitch fastball is swung through for strike one. Jose already the third pitcher used by Great Lakes today. Not exactly by design. 0-1 to Nivens. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outer edge. No balls, two strikes. Spencer did not begin the year as a top 30 prospect per MLB pipeline, but he's now number 30 in the Royals system as a couple of guys have graduated. 0-2 slider, got him looking. Strike three right down the middle. That is most certainly not the pitch Nivens was anticipating. Back-to-back punchies for Rodriguez going back to the third. And he quickly dispatches of Nivens. So one out, nobody on for the center fielder, Rockeford. Speaking of Royals' top 30 prospects, he is number 16 on Pipeline's list. He struck out swinging against Christian Romero in the second inning for the right-hander's only K. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup, it's 0-1. Rockeford snapped in 0-for-15 with his RBI single yesterday. In his first season in high A, he bats 192 with 5 homers and 27 runs batted in. 0-1, down and inside, 1-1. Rockeford began the year as Quad City's opening night leadoff man, and he remained in that role for about a month. But then eventually, Brooks Conrad shifted things around. 1-1 pitch, laced down the right field line, but foul into the Loons' bullpen. Several relievers scattering like roaches in a spotlight. Ball rattles up against the screen. And Rockeford gets back into the box. Down on the count, 1-2. Rodriguez looking for his third strikeout in 4 outs. The pitch. Sweeper just outside. That's actually more of a curveball from Rodriguez. It's 2-2. Loons are shifted towards right, playing to Rockeford to pull, which is a smart idea. 9 times out of 10, Carson's hitting it that way, it seems. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went back to the slider, and Rockeford will go back to the bench. So Rodriguez comes in with 1 out in the third. Bases were loaded. He got Brett Squires on a fly ball to center field, which just happened to sacrifice in Dustin Dickerson. After that, 3 straight strikeouts. And now with 2 gone and nobody aboard, he gets another left-handed bat in Jared Dickey. First toss comes home. And it's left low and outside. The fastball at 92. Dickey flew out to center field his first time up. He has reached base in 3 consecutive games for Quad Cities, drawing a pair of walks yesterday, in addition to a 10th inning single, which he would come around to score on, help the Bandits win that game. 1-0 pitch, low and inside near the chute tops, 2-0. During this 3-game on-base streak, Jared's worked 4 walks, which is nice to see after he didn't walk at all in his first 7 games to begin the month of June. Rodriguez is 2-0, grounded towards first, but foul. Christopher Corbett, Bandits' first base coach and hitting coach, will retrieve the loose souvenir and hand it off to a fan in the seats. Loons up 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning. Jose Rodriguez trying to set QC down in order. 2-1 to Jarrett. Check swing. Pitch was low. No appeal. And it's ball three. Jarrett's in his first season in high A, batting .235 with 5 long balls and 21 driven in. A .717 OPS for the former Tennessee product. Now the 3-1. Chopper foul again to the right side. More cleanup for Christopher Corbett on aisle one. He had somebody picked out right in that same area where the last one went. Youngster brought his glove and he gets the souvenir from a former pro. Now the payoff pitch to Dickey. Rodriguez deals, and it's a fastball just off the plate outside. He walked him. So Quad Cities gets a two-out free pass. Always a good thing if you're the batting team. And the inning is extended for Dustin Dickerson. Well, the Loons generally pitched well yesterday. They only gave up 8 hits to Quad Cities, and only 1 hit went for extra bases. That was the home run from Jack Pineda. But they did struggle with the walk. First pitch to Dusty. Outside with a slider, ball 1. Loons pitchers walked 10 batters yesterday. 5 of those belonging to their starter, Jackson Ferris, who did have 8 Ks. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Dickerson chased the fastball low, 1-1. I was really impressed with what I saw out of Jackson yesterday, the former Chicago Cubs draft pick. Traded over in the Michael Busch deal back in January. He is now the top left-handed pitching prospect in the Dodgers system. 1-1 to Dickerson. Hit high in the air towards right field. This one, though, going to stay in the yard. Campbell drifts back, makes the catch, and will end the inning. Nothing comes of the two-out walk. Quad City still trails 2-1. We're through 3.5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Welcome you back to the ballpark on this Wednesday evening. Kyle Kirchival with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Both teams scored in the third inning today, and it was the Loons who scored the most. They lead 2-1, opening up their half of the fourth. They'll have Niven, Geloff, and Bittison do up against Steven Zoback, rather. First pitch, slider down and away, ball 1. Niven with the strikeout in the second inning. Now 1 for his last 18 with 11 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the slider outside. Speaking of strikeouts, Zoback is 1 away from matching his career high, which he set last week. 1-1. Down and away on the slider. This time Niven doesn't chase. 2-1. Zoback with 7 Ks and 6 scoreless against Beloit during Quad City's last series at Modern Woodman Park. 2-1 on the way. Fastball swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Zoback has given up 2 runs today, both earned on 4 hits. But not surprisingly, he has not walked anybody through 3 innings. He's got Niven in a 2-2 hole. Right-hander kicks and fires. He got him swinging. Another fastball for Zoback and a number 7 in the strikeout column for him. He has got 14 strikeouts in his last 9 1/3 innings. He's thrown 64 pitches today and 45 have gone for a strike. Now 1 out and nobody on for Geloff. Pulls one foul to the left side. softly towards Quad City's dugout. Geloff is the Dodgers' number 22 prospect per MLB Pipeline. Again, didn't start yesterday, but was a late defensive replacement in the opener. A one. Swing and a miss. Good slider at 86. Nothing in two. And for what feels like the sixth or seventh time tonight, Zobac has worked ahead. No balls, two strikes. Geloff will ask for time, adjusting his batting gloves. He examines the barrel of the bat and now steps back in, tapping the stick on home before hoisting it over his shoulder. 0-2. Slider outside. Geloff, 22 years old, a second-round pick by the Dodgers out of Virginia. Same school his brother Zach starred at. The 1-2 toss. Slider punched up foul over the screen on the right side. Geloff at Virginia. Hit 48 home runs. That is the school's all-time record. Another 1-2. Another foul ball. Almost the same spot of the ballpark. Another souvenir. In addition, he became their single-season RBI leader last year. He drove in 90 during a college season. Another 1-2 and another foul ball. Zobac challenged him with a fastball, and Geloff sends it aside. He's only hitting 198 for the Loons this year. Four homers, 17 driven in. He's 8-for-9 on the base paths, though, when it comes to steals. Another 1-2. This one popped up in fair territory. First baseman Brett Squires camped underneath it. He makes the catch, and that's the second out. Geloff battled valiantly, but Zobac gets the out. And it brings up Nick Bittison, the second baseman. Bandits trail 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Entering today after a win yesterday afternoon, a 7-6 victory in 10 innings. First pitch. Slider outside for ball one. Nice crowd on hand for a Wednesday evening, despite the warm temperatures. 1-0 coming in. Slider inside. It's 2-0. Down diamond, a beautiful ballpark. It's 332 down the left field line. 325 down the right field line. 2-0 pitch. Fastball inside. It's 3-0. That seemingly came out of nowhere. 373 to right center, 375 to left center, and just like modern Woodman Park, and even 400 to straightaway center. 3-0 to Bittison. Called strike on the inner half at 92, 3-1. Zobac has not walked anybody in the month of June. It's 3-1 on the way to Bittison. Fouled into the netting, and the count worked full. Zobac has gone 15 and two-thirds walkless innings for QC. He's given up just two walks over 25 and a third innings. Now the payoff. Fouled up and off the facade down into the seating bowl. Second time through the order, Loons working the pitch count up for Zobac. He's now at 76 pitches. 53 have gone for a strike. And as a result, lefty Chaz Martinez has gotten up in the bullpen. Another payoff pitch from Zobi. See you later. Strike three. Fastball off the lower inside corner. That's a new career high. 8 strikeouts for Steven Zobac. And he retires Great Lakes in order in their half of the first. Or the fourth. We go to the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Loons on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
With 8 strikeouts tonight, Steven Zobac has a new career high and 15 punchies in his last 10 innings going back to last week at Modern Woodman Park. However, Quad Cities trails 2-1 as they come to the plate in the top of the fifth with Omar Hernandez leading it off. Quad Cities catcher swings the first pitch, gets it past the mound. Second baseman Bittison gloves with two hands and throws over to first. Hernandez retired on just one pitch. Jose Rodriguez, the piggyback starter for the Loons, has only given up one base runner in now two complete innings. He's got 3 strikeouts, and the only man to reach against him was Jared Dickey when he walked with 2 outs in the fourth. That's the lone blemish on an otherwise very solid start to his night. Back to the top of the order for Jack Pineda. He will take a slider for strike one. With Zobac's pitch count already at 78, it is unlikely he will return for the fifth inning. Tonight would become his shortest start of the year, at least it would match his shortest start. 0-1 slider to Jack, inside for ball one. The only time this season Zobac did not put together a start of 5 or more innings was in his first start of the year in game 2 of the season. 1-1, chopped over to second base. Routine play for Bittison. He throws to first and retires his counterpart for the second out. Zobac threw 4 innings of one-run ball against South Bend back on April 6th. He has pitched an inning, or rather, pitched an outing, where he has failed to complete 4 innings, but that was when he worked in relief of Ryan Ramsey on May 2nd. So this will be his shortest start of the season, at least it would match that. Here's Carter Jensen. He'll take low for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. Rodriguez working efficiently. Right-hander fires, and the breaking ball falls into the zone. 1-1. Rodriguez has thrown 33 pitches, 22 for a strike. Jensen, the only River Bandit who had not faced him prior to this plate appearance. 1-1. Fastball pops the lower outside corner, and it's 1-2. Jensen was the last man to face Jonathan Edwards. Edwards walked in to load the bases in the third. Jensen 0-for-1, however. 1-2 pitch. Slider up and away. Chas Martinez still throwing in Quad City's bullpen. Both teams will have to lean heavily on the relievers to get through the end of this one. Rodriguez is 2-2. Hit high in the air, but in foul, shallow territory on the right side. First baseman Lorenzo goes just behind the coach's box and makes the catch to end the inning. Another scoreless frame from Jose Rodriguez. He retires the Bandits 1-2-3 in their half of the fifth. And we're halfway home on the River Bandits Baseball Network. 2-1 Loons.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Still a bit of sunlight in the outfield, but we're getting close to sunset here at Dow Diamond. Great Lakes leading the River Bandits 2-1 in the first half of the ball game. Bottom of the fifth, set to get underway with Chaz Martinez, the new pitcher for Quad Cities. As expected, Steven Zoback done after throwing 78 times in four innings. He gave up two runs earned on four hits, no walks, and a career-high eight strikeouts. 8-9-1 to hit for the Loons. Chaz Martinez with a first pitch slider misses low to Frank Rodriguez for ball one. Frank Rodriguez, Luis Rodriguez, and then Noah Miller coming to the plate for Jair Fernandez. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken for a strike on the low inside corner. Zoback once again pounding the strike zone. 55 of his 78 pitches were in the zone, or at least some form of strike. 1-1, broken bat roller foul to the left side, and Frank's going to need a new stick. That gives us time to tell you about Chaz Martinez, the former Oklahoma Sooner, a 17th round pick by the Royals back in 2022 out of Norman. This season marks his second with the River Bandits. Made his high A debut for Quad Cities in 2022, but spent all of last year with single A Columbia, where he put together some very solid numbers. A 4.08 ERA with 86 strikeouts in 64 innings. A career best strikeout per nine of 12.1. This year, he's pretty close to that mark. A K per nine of 11.4. 24 strikeouts in 19 innings, but with an ERA of an even nine. Frank back in the box with a new stick. Martinez is 1-2. Got him swinging. Strike three. Took a fastball over the letters. And that's out number one here in the bottom of the fifth. Already nine strikeouts for the River Bandits pitching staff today. And that's nice to see, because that's an area where Quad Cities has struggled mightily this year, at least since the season worked its way into May. One out, nobody on for Luis Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch slider from Martinez catches the base of the zone for a called strike. Entering the ball game today, Quad Cities had recorded 514 strikeouts in 63 games. Second toss to Rodriguez, a called strike, more off speed from Martinez, and it's nothing in two. 514 Ks for the Bandits, the second lowest mark in the Midwest League. The only other team with less strikeouts, Lansing at 490. 0-2, fastball just off the plate inside, maybe low. Martinez asking where it missed, and home plate umpire Connor McKenna says it was inside. Luis struck out swinging against Zoback in the third, and now he's down swinging against Martinez in the fifth. Went fastball on the opposite half of the plate. And Chaz has back-to-back Ks to start his night. Second time through the order, he and Zoback combined for 5 strikeouts. And now it's back to Noah Miller, the leadoff man. First pitch. Slider into the base of the zone for a called strike. Miller struck out against Zoback in the first inning. The only player in the ballgame to go down looking for Great Lakes. As Miller slaps a fastball back to the screen, it's nothing at 2. He then singled in the third inning. Came in to score on the RBI fielder's choice for Dylan Campbell. And it was Miller touching home to give the Loons their 2-1 lead. Chaz, though, a strike away from 3 in a row. 0-2 pitch. Rifled foul over the play area on the right side. Chaz comes in, writing maybe his best outing of the season. Through 2 scoreless, hitless innings against Beloit back on the 14th. Struck out a couple in that appearance. Another 0-2. Slider, see you later. Ring him up right at the base of the zone. And Chaz Martinez has himself a perfect inning. 3 straight strikeouts to retire the Loons in their half of the 5th. We go to frame number 6. Great Lakes still up 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chaz Martinez is picked up right where Steven Zoback left off. He comes in for the home half of the 5th inning and strikes out the Loons 1-2-3. Now Quad Cities looking to tie the game, if not take the lead in the 6th. They trail 2-1. 3, 4, and 5 due up against Jose Rodriguez, who remains in for Great Lakes. He's pitched 2 2/3 scoreless, allowing no hits with just 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. Squires off to a good beginning to his evening as the first pitch is looped towards center, charging in Newall. He is not going to get there. Second hit of the ball game for Squires. He is now 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a sacrifice fly. It's team-leading multi-hit effort number 23 for Squires. And he is no slouch on the base path. Somebody that Rodriguez will need to keep an eye on as Trevor Werner gets comfortable in the right-handed box. First baseman Lorenzo holds Squires. First pitch, slider down and away for ball 1. Both teams now with 4 hits in the game. Neither squad has committed an error. And the Loons lead 2-1 in the run column. Werner is 0-for-2 with a swinging strikeout against Rodriguez back in the 3rd. The pitch, chopped foul to the left side, may have caught a piece of Werner's foot. It's 1-1. As we move into the later innings tonight, we'll be sure to check in with the rest of the Midwest League. Only 1 game played earlier this afternoon. It was the contest over in Cedar Rapids. Peoria shut out the Colonels 7-0. Now the 1-1 to Werner. No, it's a throw to first, and Squires is back with a head first dive. Brett's got 14 stolen bases and 18 tries this year. Those 14 swipes tied for the 3rd most on the team with Carter Jensen. 1-1 to Trevor. Slider down and away. Two balls and one strike. Per usual, Trevor sporting the high royal blue socks to go with the long sleeve on the right arm, plus the white batting gloves. Rodriguez is 2-1, wave and a miss. Slider chased down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Jose, an out away from matching his season high in innings pitched with the Loons. He had thrown three scoreless in each of his last two appearances prior to tonight. 2-2, there goes Squires. Pitches down and away, throw to second, offline and into center field. Squires to his feet, he breaks for third. Here's the throw from Newell, not in time. Squires gets two for the price of one, and the Bandits have the tying run at third base with nobody out. So give Squires credit for the steal of second, his 15th bag of the year. And then charge the catcher, Frank Rodriguez, with an error. It'll be his first of the season. Loon's forced to bring the infield in. Warner trying to put it in play. No outs and a full count. And now Trevor will ask for a time and adjust the gloves. Bandits' only run of the game came on Squires' sack fly in the third. Warner most certainly has the power to drive one into the outfield. 3-2 pitch. Chopped foul. Brooks Conrad with a nice stop in the third base coach's box. Using his body, tosses it into the seats. Brooks, of course, a former big league infielder, spent time with a number of different teams in his career, including the Padres, the Brewers, and the Rays. Payoff pitch again. Slider down and away. And that should be ball four, is it not? Home plate umpire Connor McKenna saying that's ball three. That should have been ball four. Werner stepping back in the box. What is this? Here comes the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. I mean, come on. Warner's down on strikes. He should have had ball four. Connor McKenna just lost track of the count. And that's going to cost Quad Cities an out. So that's a heartbreaker for Trevor Werner. He had done his job. And instead, one out. And the man still at third for Spencer Nivens. Loons keep the infield in. First pitch. Fouled into the glove of Rodriguez for strike one. That is the fourth strikeout of the game for Rodriguez. He's now up to 17 in 10 and two-thirds innings this year. Rodriguez kicks and deals. Slider high. It is one ball, one strike. When you factor in his two at-bats today, Nivens is just two for his last 25. Went down looking against Rodriguez. Back in the fourth inning, his last time up. Now the 1-1. Called strike, inner half on the breaking ball. And that is one ball, two strikes now on Nivens. Quad Cities down 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez kicks, fires, and it's just outside for ball two. Standing at third, Brett Squires reached via single, stole second base, moved to third on an error, now trying to come home. 2-2 to Nivens. Down and in, blocked by Rodriguez, the catcher Rodriguez, that is. And Squires stays put at third base. This has been a lengthy inning. Rodriguez's pitch count now nearing the half-century mark. He's been all over the strike zone. One out, man at third. Here's the payoff pitch to Nivens. Right-hander deals, and it's grounded towards short. Grabbed by Miller. Runner breaks for the plate, and Squires runs over Rodriguez in his out. And the Loons taking exception to Squires plowing over the catcher. He is getting the stare down from Jose Rodriguez as he goes back to the third base dugout. And now Jair Fernandez, he's skipper for the Loons, coming over to talk with Connor McKenna as the trainer goes to look at the catcher. Squires didn't try to slide into home. He just ran straight through Rodriguez like something you'd see back in the olden days. Of course, in 2024, that's not necessarily something you could do anymore unless the catcher is straight up standing in front of home. And without the luxury of replay, tough to tell exactly where he was. But neither Connor McKenna nor Shin Koishizawa indicated any malice, so to speak, at least in their judgment. And Squires is going to be out 6-2 with Nivens at first on the fielder's choice. So now Carson Rockefort will step up. Runner at first base. Two outs. Boy, has this been a bizarre inning. A tackle at home. A missed ball four. What else is in store tonight? Rodriguez fires. And Rocco takes a called strike. Two things you don't normally see these days. All happening within the span of two at-bats. Welcome to the beauty of baseball, my friends. 0-1 pitch. A two-hopper past the diving Bittison into right field. Nivens will stop at second base. Throw comes in. And Carson Rockefort has himself a two-out single. That snaps an 0-for-2 start to today. Well, now that out at the plate really stings. That single would have tied the game had Squires not gone on contact. Now time called. Great Lakes pitching coach David Anderson, per usual, making a jog out to the hill. This man understands efficiency. He's not going to take the slow, leisurely walk that you'll see 9 times out of 10. He's jogging in like he's coming from the bullpen. Loons do not have anybody warming up yet, nor do the River Bandits. Chaz Martinez struck out the side in order in the bottom of the fifth, his first frame of action, relieving Steven Zomback. Jose Rodriguez has pitched for the Loons, a game high, 3 1/3 scoreless, giving up 2 hits with 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Bandits have threatened against him a couple of times, but just here in this inning. Anderson back in the first base dugout. Jared Dickey to the plate. 2 men on, 2 outs. First pitch slider down and inside for ball one. Rodriguez now at 53 pitches. 34 have gone for a strike. Dickey 0-for-1 with a walk his last time up against Jose. 1-0 pitch, wave and a miss. A half-hearted hack at a slider. That was below the knees. Would have been ball two. Instead, a ball and a strike. Quad Cities is now out hitting the Loons 5-4 after the single from Rockefort, but they trail 2-1. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first with 2 outs. 1-1 to Dickey. Chop to the right side. Lorenzo makes a nice backhand stop. A race to the bag, and he beats Dickey there in time for the 3 unassisted and the end of the 6th. Quad Cities puts a couple of guys on against Jose Rodriguez, but as close as they get is a play at the plate, and the Loons take a 2-1 advantage to the bottom of the 6th on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Mm-hmm. Quad City strands two men on base in what was a bizarre top of the sixth inning. Trevor Werner worked himself into a 3-2 count, got ball four, but Connor McKenna, the home plate umpire, said ball three. And on the very next pitch, Werner struck out. One batter later, Brett Squires ran over the catcher on a play at the plate. Here's Tyrone Lorenzo leading it off in the bottom of the sixth for the Loons. Great Lakes trying to add to a 2-1 lead. All three of the game's runs scored in the third. We've been nothing but zero since then. Chaz Martinez, part of the reason why, as his slider misses high and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. It's the switch hitting Lorenzo, then Dylan Campbell, and Chris Newell due up for the Loons. Lorenzo 1-for-2 with an RBI single tonight. 2-1. Slider high and away, and now it's 3-0. Lorenzo, as we've talked about, much better against left-handed pitching than righties this year. Martinez, a southpaw, 3-1. Strike called on the lower outside corner. Chaz, though, off to a terrific start. Came the side in order in the bottom of the fifth. The first inning not pitched by Steven Zobak. 3-1. Fastball missed inside. Maybe. I'm not sure where. Martinez not thrilled with the call. And it's ball four. So Lorenzo reaches to lead off the inning. That is the first walk given out today by Quad City's pitching staff. While the Loons walked guys all over the place yesterday, Quad City's only issued four. And they've done a good job limiting those today. So a man on, nobody out for Dylan Campbell, the right-handed hitting outfielder. He'll take a slider on the outer half for a called strike. Campbell has now reached base safely in seven consecutive ball games. He doubled in the first, then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Drove in a run, and then stole second base later on in the inning. 0-1 slider, high and away. One ball, one strike. Nobody warming up in that Loons bullpen, even though their piggyback starter, Jose Rodriguez, is throwing 55 pitches, which is not a ton if you're stretched out like a starter. 1-1, hit high in the air, pretty deep to right center field, but this will stay in the yard. Rockefeller waves off Dickey and makes the catch for the first out with Lorenzo retreating back to first base. I've got to give another shout-out to the sweet staff here at Dow Diamond. Yesterday, they brought me some churro ice cream, which was delightful. And today, they brought me my all-time favorite, cookies and cream. VIP service I most definitely do not deserve, but am grateful for nonetheless. Man at first, one out for Chris Newell. First pitch slider, swing and a miss. Got Newell to chase for strike one. Nothing like a little ice cream on a hot summer night at the ballpark. Oh, one on the way. Went slider again, but missed inside. Count evens up, 1-1. Newell has reached base safely in 14 consecutive games, but tonight 0-for-2 with a couple of Ks. Now the pitch. Fastball a bit high, 2-1. Even though he leads the league with 18 homers, 16 of those have come against right-handed pitchers. Martinez, a southpaw. So I guess statistically, you can be less worried about some kind of blast. 2-1. Off the hands, bloop towards left field. It's over Werner, down into the grass. Lorenzo will stop at second base. And Newell has himself a 15-game on-base streak. A one-out single here in the sixth. First hit allowed by Martinez. Fifth hit of the game for Great Lakes. And now Quad City's pitching coach, Derek Lewis, will jog out to the hill. He'll bring in the battery, plus the infield. A couple of guys stretching in Quad City's bullpen, but nobody throwing at the moment. There is no action going on in Great Lakes bullpen. Now let's go ahead and dive into the out-of-town scoreboard for the first time tonight while the meeting on the mound concludes. Again, only one final. That was the matchup between Peoria and Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Chiefs shut out the Colonels 7-0. now hit Cedar Rapids 14-7. The other game that's closest to being done, West Michigan and Dayton. The Whitecaps are out hitting the Dragons 13-9, but Dayton leads them 9-6 in the top of the eighth inning over at LMCU ballpark. Back here at Dow Diamond, Loons have runners at first and second with one out. Chaz Martinez pitches to Kyle Niven and throws one in the dirt for ball one. In South Bend, the Lake County Captains, the first half winners in the East, they are beating the Cubs 5-0 and holding Chicago's high affiliate to just one hit thus far. 1-0, chopped towards short. Dickerson plays the high hop. Underhand flip to Pineda for one. On to first, a double play. Number 54 on the season for Quad Cities, and Chaz Martinez works out of the jam. He keeps it a one-run ball game. Loons up 2-1, going to 7 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Chaz Martinez has given Quad Cities 2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen, and he's kept the Loons up by just one. Top of the seventh underway, Dustin Dickerson leads it off for Quad Cities and ropes one up the middle for a base hit. Second single of the game for Dusty, and boy, that one was hit with some authority. He is swinging it really nicely here in the month of June. And with that knock, he's now recorded his 7th multi-hit game of the summer. Tie run quickly aboard against Jose Rodriguez. And right after that swing, the Loons have decided, maybe we should get somebody warming up. Omar Hernandez, the catcher, and Bandits' 9-hole hitter at the plate now. He squares to bunt and taps one foul in the home plate area. Strike one. Speaking of relievers, Chase Isbell, the right-hander for Quad Cities, starting to get loose on the left side of Diamond. Martinez rarely working beyond 2 innings this year. Omar is 1-for-2 with a single back in the third, crowded out to second his last time up in the fifth. Toss to first. Dickerson dives back head first and is in without a tag from Lorenzo. For the Loons, the left-hander getting loose is Franklin De La Paz. 0-1. Slider scooped foul towards the first base bullpen. Strike two. Just finishing up on the Midwest League scoreboard. Wisconsin is in Fort Wayne this week. Little West versus East matchup at Parkview Field. The Western Division winning Timber Rattlers lead the Tin Caps 6-2 in the sixth inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Scott Hernandez on the slider. That's the fifth strikeout of the game for Jose Rodriguez, and the first out in the away half of the seventh inning. And then over in Beloit, the only score we haven't updated you on, Lansing and Sky Carp, scoreless through three. So back to the top of the order for Quad Cities. For the fourth time tonight, it's their second baseman, Jack Pineda. First pitch grounded to the right side. Sliding stop by Bittison. Gets to his feet, throws to first, and gets the out. A nifty move to retire Pineda. But up into scoring position goes Dickerson. Off the bat, thought maybe double play ball, but the ball just kept ranging away from Bittison. Second baseman had no choice but to slide and get extra low to the ground to stop the baseball. He did that and only had one shot for an out after that, and it was at first. So before Rodriguez will face Carter Jensen, Jair Fernandez rushes out of the first base dugout, and he's going to take the ball from the righty. He wants the left-on-left matchup. Jensen was stepping right into the box as he sprinted out. And it'll be Franklin De La Paz going left on left with two outs in the top of the seventh. Bandits with the tying run aboard, trailing 2-1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
After the pause, it's Franklin De La Paz who will take over on the mound for Great Lakes. Bandits with a runner at second base and two outs in the top of the seventh, trailing by one. The batter is Carter Jensen. And to start the left-on-left matchup, he'll take ball one outside. A fastball at 93 from the lefty. Franklin 6'2", 230 pounds, 1-0. Fastball at 93, a strike on the lower outside corner. He is 25 years old from the Dominican Republic, now pitching with the Loons for the third time in his career, going back to 2021. This is his 19th appearance this summer. 1-1 to Genzo, slider outside, 2-1. De La Paz, 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA this year. He has 28 strikeouts in 20 innings. He has pitched three total innings in the month of June, and is not allowed a run. He inherits Dickerson at second base, throws the 2-1 to Jensen. This one looped down the left field line, but foul into Quad City's bullpen, where Chase Isbell continues to warm up. Jensen has a five-game hit streak going right now, but he's only picked up one hit in each of those five games. He is 0-for-2 with a walk today, his league-leading 47th of the season. De La Paz with the high Red Sox comes set. 2-2 pitch, grounded over to second base. Bittison, a sliding backhand stop, up to his feet. The throw to first is in time. Two really nice plays from Nick Bittison to help the Loons escape in the top of the seventh. Great Lakes remains in front, 2-1. Time to stretch on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Great Lakes leads after the seventh inning stretch. 2-1 Loons. Bottom of the seventh underway with Chase Isbell now on the mound for Quad Cities, replacing Chaz Martinez. Right on right, he starts against Jake Geloff and pours a strike on the lower outside corner. Martinez has now rattled off back-to-back two scoreless inning relief appearances. Didn't give up a run. Allowed just one hit and one walk with three strikeouts before handing the torch to Isbell. And after the second pitch is low and inside to Geloff, the catcher Hernandez jogs out towards the mound. Isbell just called up the Quad Cities last week. Made his high A debut against Beloit on June 12th. Gave up a home run in his one inning pitch, but then later on in the series, on the 15th, which would have been last Saturday, and what was ultimately the series finale against the Loons, Isbell threw two scoreless innings. Gave up three hits, but didn't walk anybody and struck a man out. Geloff, 0 for 2 tonight. He steps back in with Hernandez back behind the plate. The 1-1 offering is rifled towards deep left field. Nivens onto the warning track, and he'll have room to make the catch. A nice swing from Geloff, but the Cavalier retired for the first out. Chase Isbell, 23 years old, a native of Birmingham, Alabama. The Royals picked him with their 15th round selection back in 2023 out of Auburn, a school where he was teammates with former River Bandit and the starting pitcher for AA Northwest Arkansas tonight, Mason Barnett. Here's Nick Bittison with one out. First pitch swinging, he loops it foul over the screen and out of play. Bittison, a former Virginia Tech man, 0 for 2 with a couple of swinging strikeouts today, but made a couple of nice plays to help end the Bandits' half of the seventh just a moment ago. 0-1. Just outside. One ball, one strike. Isbell got the promotion to Quad Cities after giving up just two earned runs in 22 and two-thirds innings with single-A Columbia. That's an ERA of .79. 1-1 on the way. Called strike. Base of the zone. A slider at 85. It's 1-2. The other day, I asked the River Bandits pitching coach, Derek Lewis, what he liked about what he's seen from Isbell thus far. And the first thing he mentioned was his competitiveness and how much he pounds the strike zone. 1-2. Low and inside. 2-2. Isbell is kind of a relief version, so to speak, of Steven Zoback. A guy who isn't going to pick up just unbelievable strikeout numbers, but he's going to throw a lot of strikes. 2-2. Scooped foul over the first base side, out of play. That said, Isbell did strike out 13.1 batters per nine innings with the Fireflies, so I don't know if that comp is completely accurate in terms of the strikeouts, but in terms of filling up the zone, that tracks. 2-2 pitch again. In the dirt. Couldn't get him to chase. And it's a full count. Loons lead the Bandits 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. First two innings were scoreless. All three runs of the game scored in the third. Nothing but bagels since. Bittison trying to avoid a third straight strikeout as Isbell kicks and fires. And it's again a foul ball out of play over the netting. We've already updated you on the Midwest League scoreboard, but how about some info on the Kansas City Royals farm system? All four full-season affiliates in action right now. We'll get you clued into those momentarily. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss. Isbell finally got him with a fastball. Bittison chased tying away. First strikeout for Izzy. Quad City's pitching staff now with 12 strikeouts in the game. And now Frank Rodriguez up, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Loons. He's 1-for-2. A single in the third, a strikeout against Chaz Martinez in the fifth. That's when the lefty struck out the side. First pitch slider missed away for ball one. Isbell drafted out of Auburn, but did play two other college seasons with Samford. They're the Bulldogs, over in the Southern Conference. 1-0. Called strike. Fastball at 92. 1-1. Two seasons at Samford, and then two seasons at Auburn. Isbell made 68 college appearances, and 67 of them were in a relief capacity. Now the 1-1. Wave and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Sometimes in the minor leagues, you see guys that were primarily starters in college falling into a relief role. And sometimes that adjustment is tough, but Isbell very comfortable working out of the bullpen. Here comes his 1-2. Chopper back towards the hill. It gets past Isbell. Dickerson charges, fields, throws to first, and with a good stretch, Squires keeps his toe on the bag and ends the inning. A scoreless inning for Chase Isbell. He retires the Loons 3-up, 3-down. Quad Cities still trying to get back into the run column. They trail the Loons 2-1, headed to the 8th on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
We've had ourselves a low-scoring, close-knit ball game tonight at Dow Diamond as Great Lakes and Quad Cities are still stuck at 2-1 beginning the eighth. The Loons have the lead. Brett Squires leads it off. First pitch is inside for ball one. Squires got a couple of dirty looks, and maybe dirty looks is not the look. Got a couple of stares from the Loons the last time he was contributing in an offensive capacity. He ran over the catcher Frank Rodriguez on a play at home back in the sixth. 1-0 fastball, high and inside, 2-0. Couple of quick pitches inside. Maybe or maybe not related to that previous event. Squires 2-for-2 with two singles and a sac fly today. As De La Paz misses outside, and it's 3-0. Final line for Jose Rodriguez, the piggyback starter for the Loons. He goes 4 1/3. That's a season high. Doesn't give up a run and works around three hits with one walk and five strikeouts. 3-1. Called strike outer half. Correction, now it's 3 balls and a strike. Squires with two singles plus the RBI in the third and a stolen base in the sixth inning. He's done everything tonight. 3-1. Called strike, top of the zone, a fastball at 96, and the count is full. The cleanup hitter, Trevor Werner, waits on deck. Spencer Nivens in the hole. Bandits trailing, but out hitting the Loons 6-5. Payoff pitch. Fastball, got him looking. Strike 3. Connor McKenna rings him up, much to the delight of the Down Diamond crowd. Seventh strikeout of the game for the Loons pitching staff. And up comes Trevor Werner. Let's get you updated on the Kansas City Royals farm system. Triple A Omaha hosting Louisville this week. They have scored in each of their first three innings and lead the bats 6-0 in the top of the fourth. At the Double A level, we've got ourselves another Royals v. Dodgers affiliate matchup, but it's Tulsa riding a 6-run second inning to a 6-1 lead over the Naturals going into the bottom of the fourth inning. De La Paz back on the hill, ready to face Werner. One out, nobody on. First pitch fastball, too high at 96. A good finish brewing at Segra Park, where the Fireflies and the Carolina Mudcats are tied up at 2. Fireflies have them loaded, though, in the bottom of the eighth with just one out. 1-0 pitch to Werner. Around the shoes, Trevor gets out of the way. Now, speaking of close ball games, that's been a recurring theme for Great Lakes over their last week or so. 6 of the Loons' last 7 games have been decided by 2 runs or less, including the game yesterday. 2-1. High and outside, 3-1. 3-0, I beg your pardon. If you look at the entire season as a whole, through 64 games, the Loons have played 22 decided by just one run. 3-0. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. De La Paz trying to work his way back against Werner, as he did against Squires. Battled back from down 3-0 to strike out one of the Bandits' best hitters. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 4. Werner gets a walk. Started out the ball game 0-for-3 with a couple of Ks, but reaches here as the game-tying run. And a man is on with one out for Spencer Nivens.
Now batting, Spencer Nivens.
Spencer, 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth. That was the play where Squires took out Frank Rodriguez. He was the one who put the ball in play towards short. Left on left, De La Paz slings over to first. Werner's back standing. Trevor stole a base against the Loons yesterday, his 8th of the season. So Great Lakes, keen to keep an eye on him. Both teams starting to get some activity in their respective bullpens. 1-0. Called strike, fastball at 94. For Quad Cities, they have the right-hander Ben Sears getting loose. While for the Loons, it's a right-hander of their own, Lucas Wepp. Another throw to first, and Werner's back standing up. Just one pitch thrown to Nivens in this at-bat. But De La Paz has already thrown over twice. Bandits down 2-1 in the top of the eighth. Man at first, one out. 0-1 to Nivens. High and tight. Fastball missed at 94. Count evens up that 1-1. Quad Cities and Great Lakes back at it again tomorrow night. We'll have the details for you coming up towards the end of the broadcast. 1-1. Fastball taken for a strike. Base of the zone. And it's 1-2. De La Paz has not been able to locate his off-speed, so he's going fastball heavy. Nivens just kind of waiting him out here, trying to get something he can work with. 1-2 pitch. foul back to the screen. A little slide piece there. De La Paz has been with the Dodgers all the way since 2017. Runner takes off. 1-2 outside. Throw to second base. Not in time. A head first dive from Trevor Werner gets him his second stolen base of the week in his ninth of the season. He's still perfect. De La Paz missing low and outside to Niven. So now they count 2-2. Tying run in scoring position for Quad Cities. Left-hander fires in, and it's fouled off the glove of Rodriguez. Niven's reaching out to get a piece of the slider. Spencer, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year back in 2023. Played his college ball at Missouri State over in Springfield, Missouri. Debuted as a pro last year in the Arizona Complex League, and then even played some full season ball with the Fireflies. He steps back in, count 2-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. De La Paz v. Nivens. Werner still at second base with one out. 2-2. Fastball high and away, and the count is full. There have been a lot of pitches and a lot of deep counts in this ball game. Credit to the pitching staffs for staying in the at-bat, and credit to the hitters for keeping them going. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air towards left field, basically right at Rodriguez. Just to his right a bit, and a step in. He'll make the catch, and there are two gone. Now Quad Cities down to its final four outs. And Carson Rockefeller stepping up. Still that runner at second and two away. And it's with runners in scoring position tonight, 0-for-6. They have left seven men on base. Rockefeller delivering a big hit yesterday, searching for one today. First pitch slider bounced weakly to the right side. It's gloved by Lorenzo. It goes under his glove. Everybody is safe, including Werner, who gets up the third. Lorenzo got to it. He just failed to pick it up. And there was no throw in any direction. Rockefeller's going to be safe at first with what I believe is going to be a base hit. And if it is, it's the second of the ball game for Rockefeller. And it will lead to a mound visit for the Loons. Once again, David Anderson jogging out of that first base dugout. Sure enough, it's a single for Rockefeller. He's reached base in each of the first two games, a total of four times. It's multi-hit effort, number 9 of the season for him today. So a quick meeting for Anderson. He's back towards first base. And for Quad Cities, they trail 2-1 in the top of the eighth, but they have the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at first with two outs and the left-handed bat of Jared Dickey coming up. It's a left-on-left matchup for De La Paz, but if Dickey were to reach, have to imagine Lucas Webb warming up in the bullpen would come in. He's a right-hander. First pitch. A late swing from Dickey. He fouls it over the third base side for strike one. Jared extended his on-base streak to a modest four games, working the walk back in the fourth inning. His fifth walk in his last four games. 0-1 coming home. That's high, 1-1. De La Paz has not been super efficient. 26 pitches, 14 for a strike. Not as bad as I thought. Just a lot of deep counts. Here comes the 1-1. Fastball pops the glove of Rodriguez, and it catches the outer half for a called strike two. Big opportunity here for Quad Cities. Dickey steps back in, slowly looking down at the handle of his bat. Now he taps it on each end of the plate and waves it in front of him once. He chokes up in a two-strike count. De La Paz sets, fires, and the slider is down and away, smothered by Frank Rodriguez. For the Loons, they'll have 9-1-2 due up in their half of the eighth. Hoping that when they come to the plate, they'll be looking for some insurance as opposed to trying to retake the lead. De La Paz ready again. His 2-2. Fouled back. Got a fastball around the upper inside corner. And Dickey with those really quick hands able to send to the side. We've seen him turn on a number of inside pitches this year, especially on the lower inside corner. Catcher now sets up away the pitch. Slider hit high in the air and deep to the right field corner. Campbell's on the move. He's back, and it's gone! Jared Dickey has blasted Quad Cities into the lead. It's a three-run jack, and the Bandits lead 4-2. No way! De La Paz hung the breaking ball, and boy, did Dickey make him pay. Sixth home run of the season for Dickey. It's his second extra base hit in the month of June, and boy, was it a big one. Whole different feel to this ball game now. Quad Cities leads 4-2, and with the bases empty and still two outs, Dustin Dickerson steps up, ready to face De La Paz right on left. First pitch. Called strike in the lower outside corner. Man, oh man. They had Dickey down to his final strike. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. De La Paz battled and battled, but so did Dickey. Finally got something he can work with, and he put it right through the gap over in the berm in right field. 0-2. Low and inside, a fastball has Dickerson dancing out of the way. Quad Cities getting a big home run yesterday. Jack Pineda launching a two-run shot to spark that sixth-inning rally. Bandits have now raced a deficit and taken the lead in each game this week. 1-2 slapped into the screen. We'll do it again. For Jared Dickey, that's his first three-run homer of the year. And his first since May 9th at home against Wisconsin. De La Paz will try again. 1-2 to Dickerson, skips in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Omar Hernandez, the ninth hole hitter on deck, hoping for a chance. For the Loons, ready Lucas Wepp, still warming up in the bullpen. De La Paz is 2-2 to Dickerson. Fastball outside, can't get him to chase. And what do you know, another full count here at Dow Diamond. This has got to be the sixth or seventh we've seen tonight. The payoff. Line drive, right center field, slicing away from Newell, but he will get there and end the inning. Quad Cities, though, takes the lead on a three-run shot from Jared Dickey. It is 4-2 going to the bottom of the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
On one swing, Quad Cities goes from down 2-1 to up 4-2. Jared Dickey's three-run homer, the difference as we enter the bottom of the eighth inning. Bandits now turning to the right-hander, Ben Sears. He is the fourth pitcher to work for Brooks Conrad today. He replaces Chase Isbell. 1-0 pitch to Luis Rodriguez. He is sent foul over the right side, 1-1. Chase now with back-to-back scoreless appearances for Quad Cities. That was a clean inning today with one strikeout. 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Inside, 2-1. First time we have seen Ben toe the rubber tonight. Or this series, I should say. Of course, it's the first time we're seeing him this evening. His 2-1 offering. Slider is taken for a strike on the lower inside corner. Outing number 23 of the season for Sears. 0-3 with a 3.90 ERA. 2-2. Slider fouled back to the backstop. Sears has had a really good season, but the month of June has not been kind to him. He has given up 8 earned runs and 8 and a third innings in this month. He's given up too many walks and also given up a couple of homers. 2-2. Got him looking. This time Rodriguez can't pull the trigger, and Sears nestles the slider on the low outside corner for round number one. River Bandits pitching staff is having a big strikeout game, and it's something they have not had in a long time. They've got 13 Ks in the ball game. They are still several away from their season high, but nonetheless impressive as Noah Miller fouls one out of play. Loon's leadoff man hitting for the fourth time in the ball game. He is 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of strikeouts. Switch hitter batting left against the righty Sears. Here's his 0-1. Rifled foul over the Bandits bullpen, out of play. Loon still warming up their right-hander, Lucas Wepf. Correction, new pitcher now. It is Madison Jeffrey who is getting loose. Thought for sure Wepf would come on if Dickey reached in the eighth, and boy did he reach. Wepf never entered though. Sears is 0-2 to Miller. High and away with a fastball. Missed at 94 miles an hour. Franklin De La Paz remained in the game after allowing the homer. Got Dustin Dickerson to fly out, although Dusty hit it pretty well. La Paz on the hook for 3 runs in an inning and a third. 1-2 again. This one grounded to the right side, past the diving Pineda into right field. Loons with a base hit and a runner on in the bottom of the eighth. Noah Miller, the leadoff guy, doing his job. It brings up Tyrone Lorenzo. Lorenzo also having a good day atop the hill, or at the plate, I should say. 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk. Switch hitter is preferred to hit against lefties this year, but he's got a righty in Ben Sears. First pitch. Check swing, pitch inside, ball one. Lorenzo 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk. He is now hit in 4 straight ball games. Bandits up 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Tying run at the plate for Great Lakes. 1-0, swing and a miss. Nasty slider from Sears. It's 1-1. He slowed that all the way down to 78. He sets neck high. The pitch. Went slider again, but missed down and in. Sears with a 1.16 whip this year and an opponent average of 238. Gave up 1 unearned run against Beloit his last time out. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to second. Could be 2. Pineda to Dickerson to Squires. 4-6-3 to end the inning. Bandits turn their second double play of the game, and the 2-for-1 special sends us to the ninth. Quad City's looking to add to a 4-2 advantage. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday,
throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
It's been another well-rounded game for Quad Cities. The Bandits enter the ninth inning against the Loons, leading 4-2, as Omar Hernandez is going to lead off the inning with a base hit, and it's past Campbell into right field towards the wall. Hernandez around second base, going for third. The relay throw from Miller. Got him. Omar Hernandez, two overzealous, trying to get that extra 90 feet. He had second easily. But he'll commit the first out at third. Oh, that one stings. Campbell is off the hook. He tried to nonchalantly play the one hop, just kind of reached the glove out to his left, and it went off the toe all the way to the fence. And boy, that may have just saved him an earful in the dugout. One out, nobody on for Jack Pineda. First pitch inside. For Omar, he's going to end up with a single. But he's out at third base, 9-6-5, and what do you know, Noah Miller making a nice defensive play to help out. Finishing off the relay, 1-0, swing and a miss, good slider. Pineda with the count now even on him, 1-1. Jack 0-for-3 atop the card. He did walk and steal a base in the third inning. 1-1 coming home. Down and in with the slider. It's 2-1. New pitcher for the Loons is Madison Jeffrey. Right-hander takes over for Franklin De La Paz, who allowed three runs in an inning and a third on two hits, including the Dickey homer. One walk and one strikeout. Hitters count for Jack. 2-1 pitch tapped weakly up the third baseline, but it will roll foul. Two balls, two strikes. Jeffrey pitching for the 18th time this year. He is 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA. Fifth hurler used by Jair Fernandez tonight. His hand kind of forced. Starting pitcher Christian Romero only able to go two innings today. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him on a slider. Two gone. Big strikeout there. Just when it looked like Quad Cities was going to get some insurance, the Loons have gotten two quick outs, but they're most certainly not through the woods yet. Carter Jensen stepping up, looking to snap an 0-for-3 with his hit streak in jeopardy at five games. Right on left, first pitch. Fastball low, ball one. Just like Pineda, Jack 0-for-3, or Jensen rather, 0-for-3. But he did walk in the third. 1-0. Inside for Madison. Two balls, no strikes. Jeffrey, a 15th round pick by the Dodgers out of West Virginia University back in 2021. Here's the 2-0. Fastball away. Three balls, no strikes. After his college career finished up, he pitched in the MLB Draft League during that season's inaugural year in 2021. Stayed in West Virginia and pitched for the Black Bears over in Morgantown. 3-0. Jensen swings away and fouls one towards Christopher Corbett on the right side. I think Jensen may have just chased ball four. Couldn't tell you the last time I saw that happen. Jeffrey comes set at the belt. Deep breath. That was 3-1. Got him looking. Strike three. No, correction. That's strike two. Full count now on Jensen. He's not done yet. Count has been a tricky thing today. For not just me. It's a nice change. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That time, strike three. Jensen couldn't connect on the fastball. Well, Madison Jeffrey does his job. Gives up the leadoff single, but Hernandez thrown out of third base, trying to extend it. Then back-to-back strikeouts to send the Loons to the bottom of the ninth, trailing 4-2. Ben Sears headed back out, trying to close out Quad City's second straight win to open up the week. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning on a warm Wednesday evening at Dow Diamond. Kyle Kirchhoff joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network as Quad Cities tries to wrap up a 4-2 lead and turn it into an official win. Ben Sears back to the hill looking for the final three outs after he faced the minimum in a scoreless bottom of the eighth. He'll get 3, 4, and 5 for the Loons. The dangerous trio of Campbell, Newell, and Niven. Right on right against Campbell. First pitch. Check swing. Fouled into the screen. Campbell got away with one in the last half inning. Omar Hernandez led off the inning at the plate for Quad Cities and lined a single into right field. Campbell tried to nonchalantly pick it up and it went all the way to the wall. But Hernandez thrown out trying to get to third. A one sent off the facade down into the seating bowl. Second time that's happened tonight. Nothing in two. Campbell, one for three. A double in the first, an RBI and a fielder's choice in the third. And he has terrific speed. He's one of the last guys you want on. Sears sets. His 0-2 pitch coming home. Right-hander fires, and it's sent in the air towards right field, but playable for Dickey. Few steps to his left. He makes the catch, and there's one gone. Terrific start for Ben Sears. This is a save opportunity for him as he came on after Quad Cities had taken the lead in the top of the eighth inning. Sears leads the Bandits with six saves. He is 2 for 3 trying to save games in the month of June. Here's Chris Newell, the Midwest League home run leader. First pitch swing and he fouls one off Omar Hernandez for strike one. He's 1 for 3 with a single today, but knowing the constant danger he threatens, Bandits have held him in check. Struck out twice against Steven Zoback in the first and third, then got the single against Chaz Martinez. A one pitch. Missed outside, 1-1. Got to give a tip of the cap to Quad City's bullpen tonight. They have been doing a terrific job. Martinez, Isbell, and Sears have combined for 4 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing just 3 base runners with 5 strikeouts. 1-1 to Newell. Fastball high and away. It's 2-1. Quad Cities, when leading after 8 innings this year, 19-1. They've been very good at locking down late game leads. 2-1 pitch. Called strike, fastball on the outer half, and it's 2-2. Sears with 22 strikeouts and 27 2/3 innings this year. Former 14th round pick out of Houston back in 2022. Right-handers ready to go. 2-2 to Newell. Inside, slider got away, and now a full count. Tying run still in the on-deck circle for the Loons. That's currently represented by Kyle Nevin. Now the 3-2 to Newell. Chopper softly hit to the right side. Squires charges, gloves, steps on the bag just ahead of both Newell and Sears. Out number two. Nearly a collision as Ben and Brett were headed in the same direction at the same time, but crisis avoided. And 2 outs are on the board. So the Loons are down to their last out. DH Kyle Niven has had a rough day at the office. 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a heartbreaking double play ball in the sixth if you're a Loons fan. First pitch, outside with a slider, ball one. Ben trying to pick up his 7th save of the year and give Quad Cities a 2-0 lead in this 6-game series. The pitch, hammer deep to center field. Rockefeller back onto the track at the wall. He jumps up and he makes the catch. Ball game over. Nevin sent that one all the way to the 400 sign, but with his last few feet of real estate, Rockefeller reaches up, makes the catch, and seals a big time win for Quad Cities. 4-2 the final at Dow Diamond. It is another come-from-behind win for the Cardiac Bandits. We'll be back with the River Bandits post-game show in just a moment. One more time, your final. River Bandits 4, Loons 2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
We'll be right back.
for the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan, where the Quad Cities River Bandits have picked up their second straight win to open the series against the Great Lakes Loons. Your final score this evening, River Bandits 4, Great Lakes 2. Here's what the line score looked like for Quad Cities. They score 4 runs on 9 hits with no errors and go 2 for 8 with runners in scoring position while stranding 7 on the base paths. For the Loons, 2 runs on 6 hits in the game's only error. 1 for 5 with men in scoring position for them. They strand 3. The winning pitcher getting his first win in High A, the right-hander Chase Isbell. He is 1-0, throwing a scoreless inning with a strikeout in the 7th before the Bandits eventually took the lead in the 8th. The losing pitcher is the man who gave up that lead, Franklin De La Paz. He allows 3 runs in an inning and a third. On 2 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout, he falls to 1-1 after blowing his first save of the year. Speaking of saves, Ben Sears gets his team-leading 7th of the year. He does so in a 6-out capacity, tossing up a 0 in the 8th and then in the 9th, allowing just 1 hit in the evening with no walks and 1 strikeout, the final in the game of 13 for the River Bandits pitching staff. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes with 2,378 here at Dow Diamond. The Bandits took the first lead of the ball game in the 3rd inning against Jonathan Edwards, who came in after just a 2-inning start from the Loons right-hander Christian Romero. It was Brett Squires converting in a bases-loaded situation. He drives in a run with a sac fly. That lead, though, did not last long, as in the bottom of the 3rd, Great Lakes tied it up on an RBI single from Tyrone Liranzo, and then one batter later, Dylan Campbell drove in a run with a sac fly, and the Loons took a 2-1 lead, and the score would remain that way over the next 5 innings as both bullpens absolutely locked it down. Quad City starter Steven Zoback gave up the 2 runs in the 3rd, but nothing else, and struck out a career-high 8, even though it wound up being an evening where he tied his shortest start of the season. Out of the bullpen for the Bandits, Chaz Martinez and Chase Isbell threw the first 3 frames of relief for Quad Cities and did so scorelessly with 4 combined strikeouts and just 2 base runners before the Bandits took the lead in the 8th. Quad Cities in that frame down to its final out and its final strike when Jared Dickey got a pitch he could clobber. And clobber it he did. A 3-run blast over the right field wall, taking the Bandits from down 2-1 to ahead 4-2. And that score would become the final one as Ben Sears pitched a scoreless 8th and a scoreless 9th for his team-leading 7th save of the season. Let's get you an update from the Midwest League scoreboard, where almost everybody has called it a night. The only game still going on is over at ABC Supply Stadium in southern Wisconsin, where the Beloit Skycarp have a 2-0 lead over the Lansing Lugnuts. The Peoria Chiefs and Cedar Rapids Colonels played earlier today. That afternoon contest went to the Chiefs as the Cardinals affiliate beat the Twins affiliate 7-0 over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Over in Grand Rapids, the Dayton Dragons get a win on the road at West Michigan. They ride a 7-run second inning to a 9-6 victory. In South Bend, the Cubs rally for a 3-run 9th, but fall to the Eastern Division champions in the first half, the Lake County Captains. Final score at 4 wins field, 6-3. And over in Fort Wayne, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers pick up their league-best 42nd win of the year. They defeat the Tin Caps 8-3 at Parkview Field. One more final in the Kansas City Royals farm system, and it was the contest at Segra Park, where the Single-A Fireflies lost to the Carolina Mudcats 4-2. Mudcats and Fireflies were tied at 2 from the 3rd inning on until the Mudcats got 2 runs in the 9th to eventually win the game. Double-A Northwest Arkansas still trails Tulsa, but now by a total of 3 runs. Drillers ahead of the Naturals 6-3 in the top of the 6th inning at Arvest Ballpark. And at Werner Park, the Storm Chasers are still in front of Louisville. They're in the top of the 6th, and Omaha leads the Bats 6-1. With Quad City's victory tonight, they improve to 29-35 on the season and are now 14-18 away from Modern Woodman Park, having won each of the first two games to start this series against the Loons, who, on the other hand, fall to 34-31 overall, now 14-15 here at home, and losers of back-to-back ball games. Quad Cities will look to make it three in a row and guarantee themselves at least a split of this series tomorrow night, as a top 30 Royals prospect, Hunter Owen, will get the ball against a top 30 Dodgers prospect in Peter Hubeck. Owen this year, the southpaw, 5-2 with a 3.52 ERA. He has looked tremendous in his first season out of college ball. Peter Hubeck, having himself a great year for the Dodgers affiliate, right-hander is 2-3 with a 2.77 ERA. First pitch of Game 3 comes your way, 7:05 Eastern time tomorrow night. The River Bandits pregame show getting underway at 6:55. We hope you tune in early for that. With that, we will call it a night from Midland. Quad Cities with another come-from-behind victory. Tonight, they ride the three-run blast of Jared Dickey, who leaves the yard for the sixth time this year. His RBI total on the summer now up to 24 as he delivers the key swing in the eighth. Wherever you tuned in from, we thank you so much for doing so. My name's Kyle Kirchville, hoping to see you again tomorrow for Game 3 of this series, same time, same place, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, so long and good night from Midland.